All right, Zane. So, last time on Persona D&D. Wait a minute. It's Persona time.
There you go. I can't start Persona without the Persona
No
time.
Kidding, no kidding. All right. Previously on Persona D&D, you had a conversation with your party. Oh boy, was it a conversation.
Oh, man.
At the dancing competition, you guys decided what you were going to do about Leo. Sort of came to a conclusion. You decided to try and hunt down Claudia to try and speak with Tiamat, see if she'd be willing to let you talk to her persona. Arriving in the student council offices, after a while, you realized Claudia was not there, so you decided to speak with Sho to attempt to find out where Claudia is, only to find out that she's gone. She's fucking gone.
Into the void.
Into the void she is. Which, you know, that was fine. Not fine, fine. You know, whatever.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate, really. And then it turned into this weird, you know, sort of lore dumping on Sho, kind of trying to gauge his knowledge on Persona. Yes, Gage was there. He was in your shadow the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
creepy fuck.
Hey.
Listen, I love him. I don't tell him to go do
anything wrong. He's fine. Leave him alone. Yeah, you guys were trying to gauge sort of his reactions to everything, sort of what he knew about, you know, certain situations, certain scenarios. He didn't really say much. He didn't really give you guys a whole lot to, you know, work with. But you think you gathered some information. Towards the end of the conversation, Sho asked you to stay behind Avrif, and he asked you that why you didn't stay when you were asked to leave, and he also said that next time you shouldn't leave because of someone in your position, and with the position that you'll be in, you'll be required to hear conversations whether you should be there or not.
Yes, indeed. He got his little scolding. Which is honestly, I think, the most gentle scolding he's ever gotten.
Probably. And then he finished it off by saying, hey, you should probably help your friend downstairs. He is not looking too good. And you looked out the window and you saw now, in a pool of his own blood, racing out of the room, you screamed for Cyrus. Cyrus, in turn, started running down the hall to catch up with the rest of his group. You started bolting downstairs. You rang your bell for Gage, and he brought you to the tail end of the chase between Faye and Leo, chasing Leo into the arena as he was chasing Faye, kind of like a Scooby-Doo moment, you know?
I'm chasing you.
very tense, intense, because it's literally in a tent, lol. Okay. You made your presence known to Leo, and he didn't seem too perturbed by you being there, but a little upset, not bothered, upset, kind of in a weird headspace. But it seemed like he knew Faye. It seemed like he knew about Faye, knew more about Faye than you did. Eventually, listening enough, perhaps, or believing in himself quite a bit, that he was going to win. That no matter what happened the following day, that he was going to be the victor. And then he warned you as he walked out that you got lucky today. Because had it been the headmistress chasing Faye in that moment, the world would have already been over. Not fully understanding what he meant by that statement.
Still terrifying.
You walked up to Faye and she admitted that she did something that she's afraid of Cyrus regaining Silas's memories, the past hero. She's also afraid of betraying Kin, as she stated that she saw the future and she's the one who turns on him. You asked.
She's the one who said, keep the promise.
Yep. And she also told you that she would show you the truth after asking you, I'm sorry, you asking her if she is the real villain of this story, of every outcome, is she the bad guy in the story? She said no. But how true is that, Avrif?
I should have insight checked her. That's what I should have done.
As you agreed to see the past in truth, she grabbed the very fabric of time and ripped it towards the two of you. And that's where we ended game last time.
Cliffhanger.
That's where we're starting today. That's where we're beginning.
Yay! I gosh, I had to wait so long. 3 weeks? Wow.
Not quite 3 weeks, but close enough.
three days.
3 days. Literally. Yeah, this will be airing in place of a normal session. So good for everybody else on YouTube.
Good for
everybody on YouTube. That's
still eating
this week, whether we're playing this week or not. So
the gift of food.
All right, Mr. Avrif.
Hello.
You are in an infinite void of darkness.
Yay.
Standing next to you is Faye. She's there. This music might be a little too there we go. I'm not good at the music when doing sessions. this is why Stryker's handy.
Finding good music is terrifyingly hard.
This is why Stryker's good for that. This is why he does the streaming for it.
He got the music.
He does the music better than I do. So we're just gonna run with this for a bit. Anyway, might be a little too lighthearted, but that's fine. You're in an infinite void.
Thanks.
Faye is next to you. She's not saying anything right now. She looks worried, afraid, a little bit. What are you doing?
Nothing's around me.
Nothing is around you. Darkness. Infinite darkness.
I'll look to Faye in this infinite void. Are you scared of the truth you already possess? Scared that maybe I'll change my mind?
She nods lightly. Yeah. No.
You want him? No.
I don't know.
You know the villain, though, right? That's what you said.
It is.
So, what parts got you so shooken?
Well, I guess we should just start at the beginning, huh? And she makes a wave of her hand, and you look around you, and you are in a cave. There is heavy rain outside pouring down, and you look in the direction that Faye is turned, and you see that there is a circle in the middle of this room. It is made out of blood with different symbols around, and adorning sort of the walls of the cave, you see desks and shelves of books and papers, and you see different sort of magical scriptures on these papers that you've never even seen before. Faye points to the circle and she says, that's where I was born.
in a blood circle inside of a cave.
There's my mom. And you see walking in the cave, walks directly through you.
Oh, yay.
Is this woman in very heavy robes, soaking wet, the hood up over her face. And she walks over and she kneels down at the circle. And she begins muttering under her breath as each of the circles and sigils in this blood pen diagram of just bullshit starts glowing. And the rain outside is going faster and pouring harder and harder as blood is starting to almost pour out of this woman's robes. And she pulls out a knife and she stabs herself in the hand. Cuts deep and lets the blood spill onto the middle of the circle. And she closes her fist and a bright white flash goes off in front of you, blinding you. And as your vision sort of starts to come back to, you look up and you see floating down from the ceiling of the cave, falling into the woman's arms, is an older woman. Not too old, more like, you know, probably late 20s, early 30s, could be. A young adult woman, if you will.
Coming down?
Coming down from the ceiling, like unconscious, floating down.
Okay.
She lands in the woman's arms who is kneeling, and the woman places an extra cloak over the girl's body, and she begins saying something unintelligible as she places her bloody hand over the unconscious girl's face. And you see life is breathed into the body as it starts breathing slowly. The woman steps back as she places the body on the ground, and she walks over to the table and she begins fervently writing notes as the woman on the ground opens her eyes. Pale pink eyes glowing slightly. She looks over at the mouth of the cave, almost locking eyes with you, seemingly, but not quite, looking past you. Make a perception check.
Oh. Oh boy. She was born 30? That's rough. Oh my god, baby. Okay. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Do I see the void?
you see the void. You see through the void. As you are looking at this woman, you are taking in all of her features, all of her facial features, her hair. You know, all of the color in her face. And it strikes you. This woman looks almost like the spitting image of what Faye would look like if she was a bit older.
Well, I'm going back to the story she told me. And she only started her story telling me when she was 30. And then later, I believe, when she was, like, 50.
Mm-hmm.
So this all adds a bit of context. Gonna kind of look to Faye at this... Well, I guess the real Faye that I know.
Yeah.
So you were already... older... born. Is that why you chose... Is that kind of, like, up and down... this?
The Fae you were looking at, you know, it looks very different from the Fae in the past that you are assuming is Fae. And she says, yeah, I guess you're a little more perceptive than some people might give you credit for, but yeah, that's me. I know I don't look like that anymore, but that's what I'm supposed to look like.
But now you can.
And just to be clear, because I don't know if you've seen the concept art for Faye.
I don't believe so.
It is actually in the it's in the Discord. It's in, I believe it's
is
in
it character arm.
Yeah, it's Which the
one? Is Faye the one with like the thing on her wrapped around her head?
Yeah, the braids, braids that go up and over, the like really young looking one.
Yeah.
So she kind of looks up at you. Yeah, the it's just the side effect of everything that's happened. And she kind of waves her hand and time pauses as the woman with robes on is paused in the middle of writing, and the girl, who Faye admits is her past self, is just still laying on the ground, staring towards the mouth of the cave.
Can I turn around and see what maybe they're looking at?
Yeah. Looking at the night sky as it's raining, it's pouring out. The rain has stopped, obviously, because time has stopped.
Right.
But Faye walks over to her past self and leans down, just staring into her own eyes. She makes another motion, and it's almost like time speeds up. You begin to watch as the woman with the robes on is zooming around the room, this cave, doing paperwork, posting up pictures. You can see the time passing as outside of the cave, you see snow, you see night, you see day, you see fall, you know, summer.
Oh, almost they've been in here for a while.
Time passing as the past Faye doesn't really move. She basically stayed laying there for a long time. Eventually, she does get up, but she just walks over. Is walked over with the help of the cloaked woman, and she sat down in a chair and she's left there. And Faye says, "That's where I stayed for many years. Just like that.
Just in this cave.
Doing nothing but that."
"I mean, you just got born, so I suppose you had no knowledge of what to do."
Putting it mildly, but yeah. She waves her hand again, and time goes faster and faster, and you just watch as past Faye is just left sitting there, staring at the wall across from her.
Is there any, like, food happening? Like, is there any, like, natural things, or is this...
No. She's just sitting there as time is passing. And eventually, the cloaked woman walks over, and she begins shaking past Faye violently. And she pushes her against the wall, but past Faye doesn't do anything. Still cloaked, still covered up, she just walks out of the cave holding papers and such. And Faye waves her hand and she says, "And she just left me here."
No wonder you were so distraught.
"That's the last time that I saw her for a long time. Abandoned by my mother, and at this time, you know, I was kind of like a doll, you know. I didn't know how to do anything except breathe, and it did change, sort of. One day. We can go right to that, I suppose." And she makes another motion with her hand as time fast forwards to a sunny day. Looks like it's summer outside. It's hot. You can see past Faye is sort of soaking in sweat. And you see a single light is shining into the cave, brighter than other spots, as the spotlight slowly moving towards past Faye. And it begins shining in her eyes as she starts to, like, twitch her eyes. You know, like, when you're driving or, like, you're looking up at the sun, it's like you have to squint to see.
Too bright, put your hand up or something, yeah.
Yeah, she starts squinting. And then eventually she puts her hand up and she looks over to the mouth of the cave. And Faye pauses time again and she says, "This is where I made my first friend.
Oh.
This is when I met a monitor.
When he was before a deity?
No, he's been a deity for a long time. The sunlight that followed him, that was him shining a light into my eyes, trying to get me to do something. I guess he was a little bored and saw me, so... But he was really nice. He spoke to me every day and, well, for a few years until I finally, you know, remembered a few noises and I responded. And as soon as I did, he gave me his blessing. Which it gave me something that I didn't understand immediately. But it was the power of autonomy, really. It made me who I am today, sort of, kind of. It sort of felt like up to this point, I couldn't do anything but, you know, just sit here, you know. I couldn't leave this cave, you know. I was just kind of here. But once he gave me his blessing, I started to feel, I guess.
You were able to live.
Yeah.
Huh.
More than that, my grandmother found me. She came to the cave and Faye waves her hand and you see as this massive shadow flies over the mouth of the cave. She came and got me. And she told me that my mother was irresponsible for, you know, giving life to me and then abandoning me because I didn't suit her needs.
Oh, I mean, it didn't even seem like she attempted to teach you anything.
She's very callous and expects immediate replies. Hard woman to get to know, really.
Seems like you're still fond of her.
She did make me. Anyway, and Faye reaches out and grabs that fabric that you know so well at this point and pulls you both. And you're in a cabin. Much like you remember, a warm interior, the smell of fire as it crackles in a small fireplace. It looks like Faye's room in Kin's Domain. Faye walks over to the windows and she pushes open the shutters and you feel across your face this cold, icy wind as it blows in, freezing you almost to the bone. Faye, sort of unfazed by the cold, points it out and she says, "There, that's grandmother there," as she's smiling. And you see, landing in the mouth of the cave, an ancient white dragon.
Okay, and then that's what she's so pointing to, is that?
Yes, that's what she's pointing out.
Okay. Wonderful.
You begin to watch as the dragon starts to walk into the cave. It begins to transform into a woman. Ever, if it sort of looks familiar to you, make another perception check.
Oh. And that 20 that doesn't carry over. This is terrifying.
Time has passed. Okay.
That's, although technically a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, theoretically.
Okay.
Not bad. The woman looks familiar to you. The intense demeanor, the very pointed eyes, the color of her hair sort of resembles the headmistress, but it's not quite similar.
Okay. Doesn't look like Ophelia at all, right?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
And then Faye looks at you and she says, isn't she great? She built this cabin for me and I got to live here, and she even gave me my name.
The very long name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she named me Celica. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
She was really nice, and she really cared about me a lot, and...
You're using a lot of past tense.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen her.
Is she not somewhere reachable?
She died. Technically, sort of.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Her name was Talis.
Talis.
Yeah.
Can I history check that?
Yeah.
Hey, not bad.
Not bad. You remember a story that you read when you were a kid. It told the story of the evil god Tiamat. You remember vaguely that Talis is the name of the white dragon head.
Okay. That is that like a clan? No.
Faye sort of shakes her head. No. What do you mean?
I mean, learning what I have, there was researchers about dragons. I mean, there's multiple different types, I guess, but they themselves are a dragon.
Well, yeah, she's a white dragon, an ancient white dragon. Or I guess she was an ancient white dragon. I haven't seen her in a long time, so... I mean, well, she's dead, so I wouldn't see her.
I mean, technically you could.
What do you mean?
I mean, just like we went to go see giants, you could go back to a time where she was alive.
I suppose, but... Well... I can and I can't, I suppose. I can't converse with her, but seeing her like this, I can.
I see. So many rules.
Yeah, well... There was a lot of time spent here, and she points at herself, and you realize that even though a lot of time has passed, the past Fae did not seem to age at all. But you notice as Fae sort of speeds up time again, the past version of herself is starting to move more. She's starting to show more facial expressions. You watch as, you know, her and her grandmother spend a lot of time conversing with one another across the table, as well as you see as Faye spends a lot of time sitting in a chair alone, talking to seemingly herself, but as Faye points out, she's just speaking with a monitor. You see as more time passes and Alice teaches Faye self-defense, teaches her how to do basic combat, and Faye slows time as you see cresting over the mouth of the cave, helmeted soldiers begin to enter the mouth of the cave, and Faye looks at you, Avrith, and she says, this is where a lot of things changed for me. This is where I met him.
You met Master?
No.
Oh, the hero.
Yeah.
Silas.
And you watch on as Talis fights these soldiers, killing them ruthlessly. getting wiped out one by one until only two men were left standing. One of the men ripped off his helmet. And Avarith, if you didn't know you were in the past, you would swear that Cyrus himself is standing on opposition to the dragon.
Wow. Okay. Talking about blood related, even centuries down.
The dragon took a massive swing and he cut deep into Silas before she landed the final blow, however. Another sunlight shining through the storm outside began shining on Silas, and you felt as the cave began to warm, and you saw what looked like this hilt sticking out of Silas's chest as he ripped out the Dawn Sword.
Oh. Not the Icebane.
The fight seemed to restart, and Cyrus came out victorious. Sorry, Silas came out victorious. Jesus Christ.
That's funny.
The dragon fell to the ground before Silas, and right as he was about to make a killing blow, Avarith, you watch as Past Fae runs in between Silas and the dragon, stopping the blow. Silas slowly looks down at the woman standing, sort of kneeling, standing, like, hands up in between the two.
Right.
Who are you? The other man rips off his helmet that's still alive, and he looks like the spitting image of Leo Shinimi.
Oh, no. Destined to be brothers.
Leo screamed out, Silas, what's the play? Are we killing the dragon or not? Silas stops as he pulls back, sword at his side. No, I... Something about it, this girl is telling me I shouldn't. After that happened, Faye waves her hand and pauses the playback. After this, they stayed for months. My grandma swore fealty to Silas because of his show of superiority.
You're saying that he would have defeated her?
He was stronger than her, yes. She even began forging a new blade for him.
Faye, can only wonder what.
Waved her hand, fast forwarded time, and you watched as Talus forged an icicle blade, presenting it before Silas. And Faye pointing at the two, handing the blade over to Silas, and she says, that's Icebane in its inception.
So the history isn't wrong. It was forged by a dragon. Just not the dragon we thought.
Well, I'll save you some of the boring stuff from here, but... And she begins to wave her hand again, and you're back into the infinite void. Reappearing over the skies above a castle town covered in snow. Faye, looking down at the castle town, she says... It's known as Castell. It's the capital of Shinimi now. This was, at the time, the capital and lone city of the kingdom of Castell. It's where I lived. It's where I fell in love and where I learned about the world, but most importantly, where the modern world was founded.
What we presume Leo to be. Who was that?
That was Leonis Castell II.
Ah.
The son of King Leonis Castell the firstborn heir to the throne. But he never wanted it. He actually abdicated his claim to the throne. He claimed that Silas was more deserving and that Leonis should hand over the keys to the kingdom to Silas.
And I wonder what the disconnect is now in the modern day.
Well, I don't know. King Leonis never wanted to hand it over to him, but he couldn't exactly say no to the support of the military as well as my grandmother. But the nation that Silas founded here on the bones of Castell was known as Atreus.
Oh. I see.
You see, the history that is, well, I guess barely known at this point, that, you know, people think they know, isn't totally correct.
Doesn't seem like it. I mean, this is, well, it's different than what we're taught.
Well, technically, it was Castell that conquered the world, the known world. But the name of the empire and soon to be name of the very land we stand on was Atreus.
So he founded, quite literally, the world.
The known world, yeah. I mean, there are other countries and other continents, but one we're standing on.
I see.
After Silas took control, after everything, you know, he struggled because, you know, he kept getting a lot of marriage requests and such, but him and I were close.
You did say you married him.
Yeah. But we were peaceful, you know, after defeating Shinimi, there was a war. And we won.
Wait. So Leo is reborn in the Shinimi. Okay.
I guess I don't. It's hard to say what happens after everything. I mean,
right.
I guess I could go back and watch all the events, but it takes so long. But, you know, after defeating Shinimi in a battle, Silas, he became more aggressive. After, you know, Ferency and Veridan sparked war near our borders, Silas wanted security. He wanted peace for our people, for our land, for everybody.
Classic hero stuff, yeah.
So he raised the flag of war and he put both countries under his rule. Silas's sister, Val, she was known as the Pontifex at the time. She did her best to quell, you know, any rebellious speech amongst the people. But, you know, eventually, you know, thanks to Silas, they're just so similar.
So
he eventually conquered the whole eastern half of the continent.
So you're worried he might just take over the world again?
No. I don't think so. That was never his intention. He just wanted things to be peaceful. But
Carbonate.
After, you know, what? After he conquered Ferency and Verdant, he was content. He said we were done fighting. He said that, you know, we were going to, you know, just rule our land and live out our days.
And that didn't happen?
No. And she waves her hand, and you are in a throne room. An older Silas sitting on the throne, the same looking Fae from the past sitting in a throne next to him. Standing nearby, you see Leo standing next to Val, who sort of looks like Ionos. And you see a young girl standing in front of the two of them. And you see the four of them sort of conversing, laughing as they're talking, as a man bursts into the throne room. And he says, "My liege, there's been an attack on the Oscan border. They claim that we have killed Oscan citizens and we're making motions for all-out war." Faye pauses time. "This, right here. This battle went on for a long time. The rigors of battle were showing their effects on Silas. We're struggling to fight an enemy as strong as, well, Shinimi at the start of our conquest. But it wasn't until somebody approached us. From within, Asuka. We thought we could trust her, but, well, you already know who it is." And she waves her hand, and you see a young woman walking into the throne room. Hair slicked back, dark skin, eyes like the cosmos. Her name's Ophelia.
Is this the old Ophelia or the same one?
She likes to pretend. But she is the ruler and has always been the ruler of Azathar.
So she's also very old. Which means she knows everything.
Yeah. Probably an extreme unknown knowledge that the people there don't know that the ruler of ancient times is still in power. Every now and again, she sort of changes her look, but underneath all that glitz and glamour, she's still the same demonic being that she is. I guess, Party City, you know, it's easy to hide the line of succession. But we didn't.
Well,
we didn't know at all. And with her help and her betrayal of Asuka, eventually it led to our victory over on all of Atreus. And we moved our capital. Which is really funny that Leo said it's time to go home. Because technically,
where does he want to take you?
I don't know where he was planning on taking me, but technically I was already home because our capital, the capital of Atreus, is the current location of the academy.
Oh. Well, that's not very, how do I put this? Nice in the heart.
Well, we weren't there for very long. We ruled for a sort of short time. And she waves her hand again. And you're in a bedroom, a regal-looking bedroom. You see past Faye, sort of sitting in a corner drinking what looks like wine. Silas also drinking wine. Silas is intoxicated off his ass.
Still can't hold it.
And Faye looks at the two Fast Faye and Silas, and she says, This is where I betrayed him. First.
Here.
Yeah.
Boy, so how does Master even equate to any of this?
Well, that's a different situation altogether. But this is just about the past for right now. We'll talk about Big Brother a different time.
Sure.
And you watch as Past Faye stands up and says, Silas, go to bed. I will be there in just a moment. She walks over to a candle and blows it out. She walks over to the door and opens it as Silas sort of stumbles towards the bed. Past Faye opens the door and you see a woman in a maid's outfit walk in. Faye pauses time. He always wanted children. And that's something I couldn't give him. I got him drunk and made him sleep with another woman.
You... what?
Moreover, I didn't tell him I was going to do this, and...
So he doesn't remember sleeping with another woman?
No.
I feel like that would be quite obvious.
Well, I mean... Unfortunately, he didn't survive too long after this.
Oh.
And she makes a motion with her hand, and you appear back in the throne room. All this was, you know, starting to build in me as time passed, and, you know, the maid was starting to get a little more obvious that she was getting pregnant. I don't think Silas thought anything of it, but, you know, he kept asking me if there was a chance that maybe I could conceive or, you know, whatever, and I was getting nervous about how he would react, but I never got the chance to tell him the truth. And you see an explosion on the door as it blows off the hinges. You see walking into the room the woman, heavy robes on, standing next to her, walking in, very uptight standing, still Ophelia as she looked younger.
It's okay. Still with the explosions.
Ophelia smiles as Faye begins to speed up time through the conversation. And she says to you, my mother came back for me. And she was working with Ophelia.
I see.
I guess I mattered to her to some degree, but Silas wasn't strong enough to fight them both off. And you watch as Silas is soundly beaten by the two of them.
Oh, like not even a competition.
Not even a competition. You watch as Silas is struck down. Not killed, but struck down. You watch before the killing blow is made, Leo run in and try to fight the two of them off. However, he is beheaded by the cloaked woman in a swift motion.
Okay.
His sister Val runs in, tries to stand in front of him, and Ophelia hits the girl and she falls unconscious. You see across the room is Past Faye. As the cloaked woman walks up to her and hits her across the face, knocking her out, throws the unconscious Faye over her shoulder, and they leave. The castle on high alert, everyone basically losing their minds as their empress was just captured, their emperor severely wounded.
So their mother was still powerful. Ophelia, we knew, was powerful. Is your mother still alive?
Silas, you know, he wouldn't give up. And ultimately that got him killed. But he ended up forsaking his role as emperor. He charged into Azathar and all by himself, along with, you know, Lathander backing him up. But it caused, you know, the remnants of Shinemi, you know, the newly founded Efrens and Zestad empires being founded within, revolting. Silas, he didn't care. He charged in. And that's when he met Istis. I think you know her.
The so-called god.
Goddess, yeah.
Yes.
She makes a motion, and you see outside of this tower, this long stairwell, you see bodies everywhere. Silas donning the Dawn Sword and Icebane. He has this...
Both?
Yeah. He has
That's
both
badass.
Swords. And he has this, like, icy armor with, like, fire wings. And he is standing there and he is looking at this almost specter. And he is talking to this specter, and Faye points at it and says, "That's Istis. She couldn't manifest herself on the material plane, but she said that she would give Silas the power to fight my mother. And he accepted." I don't know where Ophelia was or where she went this time. But let's just go. And she makes a motion and fast forwards up the stairs as you see Silas running, flying, gliding, really, up the stairs with the fire wings.
Bro is angry.
Almost like a phoenix. Like phoenix wings.
Phoenix Lathander.
And you arrive at the top of the platform. You see an unconscious Fae, past Fae, laying on this almost stone table. She has a cloak laying over her, and you see Silas walking towards, both swords in hand, as he begins screaming something. As Fae begins to speed up time more, and she says, "I wasn't conscious for this, but I've watched it back so many times and it's haunted me for so long, but it's entertaining, I guess." And you watch the fight happen. The cloaked woman fighting hard against Silas, who is also going full tilt, landing blows on each other, shooting off fire blasts, ice blasts, as the woman is shooting energy bolts at him, until finally Silas strikes her down with Icebane. She falls unconscious. Silas, out of breath, as the wings begin to fade, the armor begins to fade and return to a normal state of being. He walks over and he places his hand on the side of Past Fae's face. And as he does, her eyes shoot open and they light up. And okay. She begins floating off of this stone tablet, this altar. She begins floating into the air. Her eyes go brighter and brighter. and she looks down at the two people on this platform. And she says, "Children of Ater, you have proven you are unworthy of magic in this realm. In the name of the ancients, you who have corrupted yourselves and those around you are hereby limited until the rehabilitation of this world is complete." And she reaches up, and you watch as this yellow light drips off of her fingertips up into the sky. And you see this rippling in the skies above. The skies itself rippling like drops of water until a clear coat washes across the sky. The being looks down at the woman who is now standing behind Silas. As you look down and you see the woman stab her hand through Silas's chest out the front. Past Faye, you know, reaching down from the sky, says, "Be banished, corrupt goddess." The woman falls back unconscious. And in that same moment, Past Faye falls out of the sky onto the stone altar, collapsing and falling off onto the ground.
So you're saying Istis was sent? So she was calling Istis a false goddess.
Corrupt goddess.
Corrupt.
You watch as Past Faye's hair begins to turn white. Almost like bright lights, like bright white light. And it flashes, blinding you. The woman that she was is no longer there. The visage of the Fae that you know remains.
The young Fae?
Yep. She opens her eyes, and you see clocks circling. As she blinks a few times and they return to a pale pink, she looks over and she sees Silas bleeding out on the ground. She runs over to him and lifts him up, bawling her eyes out. The two of them begin embracing. Faye waves her hand, and you two are returned to that darkness, the infinite void. And she says, "So that's how it was. My memory, you know, it's spotty through my time as Empress of Atrios, but I can watch it back whenever I want. And sometimes I do, and it still looks foreign to me. But now you know the truth. You know, I'm not a real person. Worse than that, I created the veil. And I'm holding everyone captive."
Something possessed you to put the veil, not you.
Well,
Children of Ater, I mean,
the name of the planet, I guess. But, you know, even a monitor, he doesn't know who that was or what that was. I'm destined to be used for some experiment for my mother. And I'm destined to betray my brother and get him killed.
Have you lived this time multiple times over? Or is this your first time getting this far?
I've never lived through this time. I've only ever stayed in the past, and I've only gone to the future once. I've tried to stay out of the present. Because I know that she was still there. And she waves her hand and you're back inside of that cave where Faye was born. You see Faye sitting in the corner past Faye, older Faye. You see the woman in heavy cloaks, frozen, still trying to write. And Faye points at the woman and says, "There is a reason. Never mind." And she waves her hand, and you're back in the arena.
There was a reason for what?
Avarith. Make a persuasion check.
Oh, brother.
Make it with advantage.
Oh, I like it. I'll take that. Ooh. 30, shit. 20.
Okay. Faye looks at you. Avarith. I told you guys that I could distract the headmistress. Because only I can completely captivate her gaze right now. She's looking for the old me. My mother has never seen this me. There's a reason why she's so obsessed with Dane. Because he and I are similar. I mean, we're cousins, after all. Sort of.
So the headmistress doesn't know you are here. As in this form.
Right. And that's why I'm able to be out in the open.
Right.
Because she doesn't recognize me. She's... You know, if she was looking actively, she'd be looking for that past version. She would look at me and think I'm just some lookalike. Or not even close.
I wonder if that's why you have this form.
Possible, but... There it is. Now there's, I guess, two who know the truth. Theo, apparently, and you.
What are you saying? Or she said now?
Leo, apparently, and you.
I wonder how Leo fucking got that. Okay. Right. Okay. This is a lot. But in what part do you betray Master? Where does that even come into play?
Because I get found out.
But it sounds like you...
And she...
If you go to her, obviously she'll know now, but what...
Context of it has changed. Originally, you know, I've only looked, I said the one time, but really it was twice. The first time, real time? I don't.
Yeah.
I saw, you know, myself, and I was under some sort of trance. I didn't have a choice. Second time, you were all there, but she still took me, and I had no choice.
So basically, all this rides upon whether or not she finds who you are. And what, uses your powers against everyone? I mean, who even possessed you? Who even took control of you? The watcher of this world?
If I could tell you that answer, I would. But I know less than you do. But if you put an end to me, then maybe that would put an end to everything.
So you saw this twice. One without us, where she still gets you. One with us, where she still gets you. I mean, can't we just hide you in the necklace? I mean, isn't that the reason you made the whole thing, so you could disappear?
Yeah. But I'm afraid I just don't want anybody to die.
So you die, we potentially get saved, but we're still dealing with people who have powers beyond our imagination. So we still can't fight back. Sounds like whether or not you die, we still lose. And I'd much rather have you here.
Well,
so pretty much the headmistress is behind it all, but I mean, does Ophelia find you again? I mean, is it the headmistress? Is it... who finds you?
I guess I don't know.
You just get found.
Yeah. I don't know if Leo is the one that does it or not. Reveals it, I mean. It's possible. Anyway, it's getting late, and you have a big fight tomorrow. Might be time to call it a night. And the others are probably running here like crazy right now.
Maybe. I mean, no time really has passed. They still have to deal with now. Which, I'm afraid, might not make it.
Hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah. Right.
Alright. You have any questions before we go back?
Well, I believe we'd be up all night.
Okay, well...
So Silas, at the very end of all of that, combined his natural sword and Icebane. But Icebane was created to him. And you're scared that Icebane might give him the memories.
If If you and Cyrus lose tomorrow, I'll hand myself over to Leo so you both will live.
So basically, don't lose. Right.
If you do win, will you please not let Cyrus take hold of Icebane?
I have a perfect spot for that, Soren.
Try not to let Leo tell my mother either.
So we have to somehow silence him. I mean, this Leo isn't the Leo that... it's someone else. It's evil. I mean, I had Gage look into this, right? And it's a combination of Leo and something else. So, I mean, maybe if we beat the crap out of him, he might come back to us, and maybe he doesn't want to fight us anymore, and maybe we can, well, have him fight with us. I mean, for him to be reborn as Shinomi, the same place that was destructed, it's kind of an evil twist of fate.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
So...
a lot to think about, I guess.
Too much.
All right. Well,
let's go. Where are you staying today?
Just with my big brother.
Okay. Yeah, that should be fine.
And I should be safe until tomorrow, but...
I mean, why don't you just stay in his domain? I mean, I know you want to throw yourself at him if we all lose, but... you get tossed over, we lose regardless. So, saving our lives, as sucky as it sounds, doesn't even seem like it's worth it. And I'd rather sacrifice myself than have the jeopardy of everyone losing. And... Master doesn't know. Why does he seem so powerless? I know he has strength. I know he does, but in the image of everyone else, why is he powerless?
The power of man can only go so far. In the face of gods.
And Istis, the one who supposedly controls the veil, is she evil?
She doesn't control it.
So it's just a... huh.
She's constantly looking to try to get out, I think. That's what Big Brother says.
Well, Big Brother doesn't like... Istis. So Istis is locked in a veil with very minimal power. Ophelia wants to rain hell on the world and bring demons, but what is everyone just trying to conquer the earth and earth? Is everyone just trying to conquer this planet themselves? I mean, I.
That's what corrupt people do.
I mean, everyone's just gonna kill everyone. There's gonna be nothing left. And your eyes, when you transformed into this, they had a ticking clock.
Right.
Do you know what that means?
Absolutely not. The only one that I've seen with clocks in their eyes other than me during that time is, well, Dane.
Dane, should we ask him?
I don't know how aware he is of it, but at the same time, I don't want to tell them right now that related to them, or that the headmistress is my mother.
Am I not understanding this right?
What are you confused about?
So, the one who summoned you, that...
The one who created me, yes, was my mother.
Huh. And now...
She's the child of Talus. A daughter of Tiamat, I guess.
And how did she become so corrupt? How is everyone so corrupt? So tomorrow I need to pull out all stops. Because if we don't beat the sense back into Leo, seems like we're bound to lose. Besides you being taken, what other key point happened that turned the fight against us? I mean, we got as far as to be there together and fighting there together. What stopped us?
Can't tell you.
Right. Time rules and all that.
Sorry.
He's gonna go in and just bear hug her pretty much. Don't be sorry. He's gonna let go and just look back at her and just... This is a cruel fate put onto you. And you don't betray, Master. No. They all turn their backs on what was once good.
Yeah.
He's gonna go just aggressively scratch his head. I'm never great with putting the dots together. I will take in this, and I'll think of something. She doesn't know that, no, she knows that Ophelia's my mother.
Yeah.
And she's the one who showed me.
Yep.
that's fucking, that blows. So... Do I recognize the same ritual that created her as similar to what happened with Gage?
Not really. No, it's not the same.
Because she was already 30.
It seems
she was taken.
It's hard to say because you don't have very much magical experience yourself.
Right.
So basing it off of like Gage summoning versus, you know, what you just saw with Faye being born are, like, way two different things.
Gotcha. Okay. Fuck. let's just drop the history of the world. And then, let's just try to piece that together. Yeah, that's... Thanks, Tashin. This is great. Okay, so Okay. And she wants me to keep this between me and her.
For now.
For now. Fuck. But the Castell family doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-mm, no, they don't.
And the continent that was created is now split amongst different kingdoms. Is history repeating itself?
Is it?
He's gonna turn back to Faye and just... Well, he's already looking at her, but... The clock's in your eyes. The world doesn't end after you're taken, right? You don't see past that.
I've never looked.
So, I have this feeling that this isn't the first time you've been here. It's nothing conclusive, but... The world is watching us. The world was watching you back then. And now... Can you kill the veil?
I don't know.
You just exist and the veil is there, but if you die, the veil disappears.
Theoretically.
Leo wants you so he can harness the power, which means he'll keep you alive, but make use of your powers.
Theoretically.
And then the headmistress would just... Okay. All this ends with war, and we saw how that ended. So... He's gonna straighten up and just look at her. And, okay. So we just win.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we just don't.
Just not lose.
Lose. That's. I think that's a simple enough explanation for myself.
Excellent. Excellent work.
Okay. This is. My heart's beating quite heavily. Wow. I'll talk about entertainment, I guess. He's gonna kind of look up at the sky and just...
You're inside the arena still, in the tent.
Oh, it's a tent?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait, the arena isn't like an open capsule?
No, it's in a tented area, yeah.
I don't know. I thought we were in like a casino or a coliseum.
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. He's still just gonna look up. And kind of how he looked into the void, just... Whoever that was took away your powers or limited them because you were unworthy. Can't she just come back, whoever they are, and deem others unworthy?
Maybe.
But why would she limit you and not the people who started the war? That doesn't...
Maybe I'm not limited. Maybe I just don't know. I've tried, you know, I can do some things out here, but like, I don't know how to do everything.
She doesn't need sleep technically, right?
No.
From knowledge of knowing. Okay.
Technically not. I mean, you've never seen her sleep.
I've never seen her do anything. I mean, she has a bed, I guess.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, actually, no, in her cabin, doesn't even have a bed in her cabin.
Yeah,
just a chair.
There's a bed in the cabin.
There's a bed. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen her eat, but like,
yeah.
Does she need to?
Interesting. Okay. I will think about that myself and try to get some kind of conclusive answer. Faye, what is your one biggest fear right now?
My one biggest fear?
Yeah.
Everybody dying?
And the most fearful memory that you maybe have been avoiding. Is it similar to that? There's places in time you haven't looked yet. Maybe because you're scared to find out what the answers are.
Yeah.
But usually, and oftentimes, the answers that we want are in the work that we don't do. Take tonight. And maybe be there with Master and give him a hug. Fight your fears tonight. Look. Look in the place you don't want to look. And maybe there's something new. And I will try not to lose.
just don't get yourself killed, because that would suck.
I mean, seems like if we're all gonna die anyways, might as well pull out all the stops.
You know, next to a monitor, I do like you quite a bit.
Really? Huh. Well. He's kind of like now, they very, very playfully look at her and just... This is good. We're not alone. Not this time.
Thanks for being my friend, Avi.
Don't you say that sounds like a flag. I love being your friend too, but don't say that before all this. All right, don't.
Well, then don't prop the question to make me say it.
That's on me.
All right.
Face your fears, and I will face death itself again. Actually, you know what? Death. Yeah. There's a very, very, very immature look in his eyes. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, this makes sense. Let's go back to the school together.
Okay.
And, I have one final idea before I sleep.
All right.
Oh, shit.
And off you go into the dark, and that's where this solo journey ends for today.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
How much am I supposed to take in there? Ugh. Oh, hey, the world almost ended. There's a false or fake, no, an evil god amongst you, or goddess. There's an entity that exists beyond the world. Fae is now the entity of the veil. Leo, for some reason, has his memories... Which, actually, to be fair, he only changed heavily once he had Icebane. Sure. So, to give Faye credit, there must be memories attached to it. So he must have seen... Oh, he may be seen that he lost. And was beheaded, I guess. And therefore... Oh... If he saw that they lost, then the, well, a very uncharacteristic way of doing it would be turn that around and be by yourself, take control yourself. Which, and I guess in hindsight, is reasonable for him because he doesn't want to die. Shit. Oh. Why? You give it to the person who's... Fucking Avarith, dude. Oh my god. God damn it. Alright.
That's it.